honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
We all want to live happier, healthier lives, but making changes can be tough. So it's so great to have on this show Winnie Abramson. She's the author of One Simple Change, and this book is great because it really guides you into what changes you can be making that are little, simple, and very doable. Hello, Winnie. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you on. Now, I know that you have a degree in naturopathic medicine. You're a recipe developer. You're a photographer and a writer at Healthy Green Kitchen as well. But talk to us about One Simple Change. What inspired you to write the book?
I started the book as a series on my blog, actually. So I was trying to give readers, one thing they could do a week, one simple thing they could do to improve their lifestyle. So I wrote a series of posts over the course of a year, and so that was the inspiration for the book.
So can you give us some ideas of what are some simple ways that we could do that?
Sure. So there are 50 chapters in the book, and those range, I start the book talking about why you might want to give up dieting. There are a lot of chapters that focus on topics that are related to holistic nutrition. I also talk about managing stress, sleep, getting enough sunlight every day. There are some things that are related to, I call it attitude overhaul, and there are also a lot of chapters that are more along the lines of green living topics. So it really there's a big range in what I talk about in the book.
Yeah, you have great stuff, Winnie. One that I was really drawn to is reconsider meat and embrace eggs, because I tend to be more of the paleo variety just in terms of what makes my body feel good. So it seems like more and more people I talk to, even if they've been vegetarian for years, are dabbling a little bit in the grass-fed meats or maybe adding some eggs. Not all, but just some. Tell us why you put that in the book and why you think that is important.
Yeah, well, I think nowadays paleo is becoming, that's sort of a big trend right now. So maybe there are more people now that are sort of jumping on the bandwagon, and like you say, of grass-fed meats and, more people keeping backyard chickens and that sort of thing, because there is becoming more of an awareness that these foods are very nutritious. But I think for a long time, in the public conception of what is healthy, meat was a bad guy, eggs were bad because of cholesterol. So, that chapter just looks a little, those chapters look at the nuances really of the nutrients in those foods, and there are quite a lot. And, for most people, they will benefit. I mean, ethical considerations aside, because there will be people who choose not to include animal foods in their diet for a variety of reasons, I think a lot of people can benefit from eating those foods.
I'd like to talk a little bit about your point number one, or I guess chapter number one, stop dieting. I love that, and I talk about that all the time. But I'd like to hear why you have that. I'm guessing it's an important topic since it's your first chapter, so maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, my whole venture into alternative health and natural health and my whole sort of life kind of has been based on this problem, this issue that I created in my teenage years, where I did spend many years dieting excessively, over-exercising, mm-hmm. and I did a lot of damage to my body that way, and I had to spend a lot of years undoing that, figuring out how to get healthy, how to nourish myself with foods, and, I've spent many years studying nutrition to just, learn more about, what I did to myself, and try to encourage people to, not diet, and learn how to eat with the amount of food that they require, and how to figure out what that is. And, you can reach a weight that is good for your body without dieting, per se, restrictive dieting. So, I start the book talking about really the concept of nourishing your body with food as opposed to restricting your diet.
Yeah, I think that makes so much sense. Of course, the next one is Eat Real Food, which we talk about a lot here. We're also really big, Andrea and I, on smoothies. You have Sip Superior smoothies. Since you have recipes as well, why don't you share one of your favorite smoothie recipes?
In the winter, which it has been for a seemingly endless amount of time here in New York, I don't drink that many smoothies in the winter. So, because they do tend to make me cold. It's something that I do tend to do, more in the summer when there's fresh foods and stuff. But I like things, you know, I drink raw milk, so I usually use that as a base, and maybe, you know, frozen banana and some other kind of fruit, maybe blueberries, add some coconut oil or, you know, something like that. Sometimes I use, like, raw chocolate powder. I have a smoothie in the book that's like a raspberry and chocolate smoothie, and that one's really good too.
One of your points is interesting. Your chapter number 43, where you say plant a garden. And recently, for the longest time, I mean, I've been in the natural health industry for 15 years, and I always had an excuse why I couldn't plant a garden, because I moved to a new house or my soil wasn't organic or whatever it was. And this year, I planted a garden. Now, I'm on the East Coast, so I know it's not so easy to have a garden all year round, but right. I did plant a garden. I absolutely loved it. My kids got involved, and recently, I found a product which is called the Tower Garden by a company called Juice Plus, and I am going to invest in a Tower Garden so that I can garden all year round, because you can have them indoor too. So for those of us on the East Coast where it's not beautiful all year round, you can actually have some fresh food all year round. So I think it's amazing, and I love that you included it, because I do think it's so important.
Yeah, I live in we have a lot of property here, so I do a lot of gardening. I mean, this is unusual that we still have lots of snow on the ground, and we're supposed to get more snow tomorrow, which is pretty discouraging. Usually at this point, I'm sort of really, you know, I don't usually plant anything till April 1st, but it's not that far away. And right now it seems pretty impossible that the snow's even going to be gone by then. But, you know, it's not a practical thing for everyone. Not everyone has the space, but I do encourage people to, you know, try and grow something. I mean, and like you say, there are ways to grow things indoors, and you can do herbs in a window box, or, you know, and if all else fails, you know, to make a relationship with, you know, start visiting the farmer's market, you know, you can make that like your garden if you can't have your own.
You know, Winnie, the last one I love, practice gratitude. We are hearing more and more about that. Andrea, haven't you been reading more and more about how important it is? And one thing I've been doing is before I get out of bed, think of five things I'm grateful for. And it just puts a different spin on the day.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are trying to focus on, I know a lot of my friends and people I see on Facebook, you know, are definitely focusing on gratitude more. And, you know, I think it's, you know, life is hard. Like, we go through, you know, rough times, and I think that those times are the most important of all, you know, to try and just remember what you have, you know, just focus, like you say, every day, think of a few things. It really can change your mood and your whole attitude to do that.
And keeping a gratitude journal is great too, because then it helps you if you're feeling down one day, you can go back and read what, you know, some of those things that you are grateful for. And I think Ayanla Van Zandt, if I'm pronouncing it right. I think I heard it from her many years ago in Oprah many years ago about gratitude. So I think that's an important part, Lisa, to what you had said before. So no, I guess really quickly, we don't have very much time, maybe in 20 seconds. What inspired you to write the book?
You know, I think just my personal experience of having, going through a period of having really poor, ill health when I was younger, and that came after the dieting, all the dieting and over-exercise and things. I just really did a number on myself. So the journey back from that, when I you know, I went to naturopathic school, but I spent many years studying nutrition and health and all different aspects of it. So it's just, you know, I wanted to share my journey and what I've learned. So I say that's what
Well, thank you. Thank you for being
so
on our show today, Winnie. If you'd like to learn more about her, all these simple steps, you can buy her book, One Simple Change, Surprisingly Easy Ways to Transform Your Life. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.